Kuf Chavav. Din Meis Beyantif Bo Yud Meis Sifin. Well, some of this is going to be the minute which we do now. Some things will not be the minute that we do now.
Oh, okay.
Meis Hamutzo L'Kavrei. The Meis which has to be buried. Im Hu B'Yantif Rishon is the first day.
Well, you ask about Yisrael.
Jew may not be involved in the process of burying him. But I feel Yasriach, even if the mace will start to decompose, it's going to be a bizoyan for the mace. We can't override Yom Tov the mice of burying, etc., which are those involved in Malachas. We have Shabba Amamin, and there's no non-Jews available, even so the Jew can't do it. Aval Yisaska by Amamin, but non-Jews are allowed to do the Kvura. You can have the Kvura done on Yom Tov, which goes out allowed Amir Lakum and the Reisa, bearing, etc., for the purpose of Kavod HaMeis. Fill the mace by Yom. Even if he may, he just died on Yom Tov as opposed to before Yom Tov, so the chances of being Mashiach are less. Okay, finally, Elvis Simon Dalit Shin, regards to an Evan, he has to do like a Jew, and he can't do with a Malacha, but Evan, they could have a non Jewish Evan, which would have a din like a Gor. Even if he died on Yom Tov, and therefore the situation was that the potential for starting Yom Tov really would not be till after Yom Tov is over, so theoretically no rush, still it's mutter. Kever Roared he's referring to digging the grave, making the oren, which is used to bury him, or the tachrichim, the garments. All these involve malachas the rice. Avol habishay, the process of clothing him, they dress him. L'chamim aloy ma'ayim l'tarei. Or to warm up the water to use for the tara process of cleaning the mace. Let's see, to take him out to bury him. We'll assume a kever to place him into the kever. So all these do not involve malachas the raisa.
So then we'll die into Yisrael.
Then the Jew is allowed to do the process.
So what's the sword? Just to fill in the kever?
What? Dig the kever is a problem.
There is a kever. You can put him in, so the kever is there. So the only thing a sword is to put him in is to fill up the kever then, right?
Well, dig it. If there was no kever, you want to ask the guy to dig a kever. You can't dig a kever.
We're assuming that there is a kever.
Because we asked the guy to do that. Right. Well, now I want to put him in there. I'm allowed to put him in.
All right. It wasn't there. All
right. Right. So now, and you're right. I can't fill up. The Jew can't fill up either. He can place him in the kever. To can carry them, place them in the kever. They can do the same. Let's move it. The mace is mukzah.
So filling a hole is a malacha d'oraisa. I thought just making a hole is a malacha d'oraisa.
No, because now you have the ground. When you fill it up, you make the ground level. So now you have a place where you can theoretically plant.
Well, you wouldn't have
to. Considered goes into multiple kharish.
You wouldn't have to level it.
You don't have to, but I guess putting a little bit of dirt is not going to be a problem. But the filling up the cavern, the way we fill up the cavern, that's going to be a problem. Or it's either considered like charesh or burna, depending on what their proper, where you are, filling up a hole. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
The table is on the tower. Are you a cash? agav or neser al yedei sedinim sheyav al yedei schita. When they want to put him on the board, so they usually put some type of a garment underneath when they do the tara process. So this is over here. You can't put a garment underneath because you have a problem of you're soaking the garment which is underneath. When you pour the water on, you soak the garment underneath, and that is then there's chita problems when you press it out, etc. But if you put straw or underneath it instead, so then it's not a problem.
What's the dinim?
So dinim are literally are linens. That means cloth. Okay, we thought. The mitzvah said the raisa of kavura. There is a mitzvah said the raisa of kavura. However, it does not will not be override the asay and loz asay of yom tov. You have karoyim do the process. I feel it naso every kachom, even though he kishmatz of tov and azor. Also, the yisraelim heimam mitzuvim vikamishum lichtiv alasit mirshul. Allowing them to do it would be a problem of lichtiv alasit mirshul. I feel yasriach. So you can't do it even if the mace is going to start to be masriach to decompose and to smell. Kachemunach mehar v'yamtiv, because general one day it doesn't happen within one day, but the race is already there from before yamtiv. Oh, Shri Masacham, where it's the summertime, where it happens more quickly. Fila Ho Yom Tov Rishon Erev Shabbos, even if Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov was Erev Shabbos, which means Ad Yom Rishon until Sunday, Yavshar Lekavra, it's going to be impossible, you can't do it on Shabbos. So you cannot do it on the first day Yom Tov. They do not allow people to do any work. No burials are allowed on Sundays. So now he's going to be not the first of Yom Tov, which is Friday, not Shabbos, and not Sunday because of the Goyim's rules. And you can bury him for Ersh till Monday. You can't have a Jew do it. But non-Jews can do the process of Kavura. Yom Tov Rishon Erev Shabbos. So the case was this is talking about Yom Tov Rishon, don't Yom Tov Shabbos separately. So it's not Yom Tov Rishon, it's Erev Shabbos. Vesekoras Rochuk Min Eir Yosim Mahaluch Yom. Vayigiyu Ha'akam Shamad L'Mocher B'Yom Shabbos. So you want to send the goyim out on the first day Yom Tov to arrive in the Vesekoras Erev on Shabbos. That's Oster. Kilakavav Esiv Kibol. So we did. We weren't. These terim of Agadei Amin do not apply to Shabbos. They apply to Yom Tov. Like it points out, Shabbos and Kippur, there's no heter being misasked that you're having Asik Agadei Amin. Al Yikburu Agadei Akum Beirai. They should do the kvor here. Al Achar Shabbos Yitziu where the chul of Asik kvor, and they will exhume him after Shabbos and move him. Oyanichu Ba'oran. Or they put him into a coffin. Yachmanu b'chemeru b'zefes. They seal it. Ayyadei akam goy will seal it. Occasionally, hey, reicher net of the smell shouldn't come out. After Shabbos, yitzu b'yikburu. After Shabbos, they take him out and they bury him. This way, again, nowadays obviously we have refrigeration, so this becomes less of an issue. Can you use avodim for this prayer process? Only dafka goyim. So avodim cannot have a din like a Jew. Avodim, a person can have avodim which are work in his house, which are not avodim kananim. For the first, the Chazal allowed a person to keep a non-Jewish slave, a totally non-Jewish slave, for up to a year. Whereupon, by the end of a year, like most poskim, he has to either become an Eved Kanani or you have to let him go. You don't keep him as a slave, you keep him as a servant. You know, so you're paying him a wage. You know, it's a different story. But a slave, to be a slave in the Jehoshaphat home of a Jew, he has to be up to a year to make him have a Kanani. But it's possibly, it should be like that. Nowadays, very rarely they have it anyway. So you have the guy do it, even if you really can wait. It just happened on Yom Tov. It'll be end of Yom Tov soon. And theoretically, you can wait. Feel it in your settlement. Asher say, even if theoretically it's possible to wait, so the Sotah Mechaber says, it's not, you know, it's not going to be Matzriach, but in that period of time, it will not start being Matzriach. It's Mutter, and the Ryan Rehalach, he sent it to the Rehalach. So Bir Locha brings to take a look at Bir Locha. She brings the Yamsha Shlomo Rabbi Yamsha Shlomo Kosov. The Mokam Shei Minig Mishlahach Rav Locha the Rabbos and the Lishori be Yom Tavrishin Fila Yirei Amarin. There's opinions that hold that you may not use Goyim to do Kavar on the first day. So if you have no Minig Yishu Chashiv Loshitas. Elim Kain and Bishtoyi, the Mace has already waited for a while and therefore we're afraid that we'll slip to be Masriyach. It has not waited yet, but it will be waiting in the future. If you don't do it now, it'll be a problem. We see it's a warm day, and the mace is starting, nipuch is starting to expand, literally means starting to decompose. So that's the only time we'd be making all your yakum. But minastam, if you could wait, you have a chiyuv to you should be chashish. If you have no medical kula, and there's no reason that you must do it immediately, so you wait. Because of the fee, Sorazu, Tinuk Mace, a child which dies, I feel like Mishnah even has sat for a while. Now, I mean, the cover of Rishon Ayadei Amamin, the Bosu yelled, Ain Miskalko, Kol Kachma here. That it doesn't decompose as quickly. Gameshal Anichim and Martevkar, you can put it in a deep cellar which is cold. That idea that it's a bizoin of the mace applies less to a shell than applies to a gadol. It'd be embellished with embarrassment of his body sitting there like that. Ein shom. That's what Yom Hashanah says. He says, the Bir Locha says, Uposha to. And the last line. They done the mekilin b'meis gadol for fill the yishtoy and Cain who then b'meis cut the terms of the rishon yadam and fill the yishtoy. We make on a meis gadol. Our minigas we make on a meis gadol even if it's lo yishtoy, which means it's and they haven't waited. It happened immediately. It just happened now, and eventually it'll get by time we delay to it'll still be okay. The animal is not the should be the animal. The meis will not start to be masriyah. We're still able to do it, even though there's no real need inside the potential for masriyah. So the child's only advantage is not masriyah. So that's irrelevant. We don't make difference like that. So it might say like this. The second line of the next page. Even there's no minig, you can be mekel. The word of a circle, hamta not yom sheni, it'll come by yom Yisrael, so you do it the second day. Because kamas rabashi, the mishnei sheni filo lishtoi. So what will you do? You wait till the second day, and then you're allowed to bury. But non hakaymel and arav is also lamdan ayim shenin kedel kavar ayin. So you don't push off the second day to do ayin Yisrael. Can mavur b'sif beis b'machaber. Rather, we do it the first day with ayin akum rather than doing the second day ayin Yisrael. You don't say it's more covered to do ayin Yisrael. Let's push it off to the second day, which you can have the Jews do it. You're not supposed to do that. Therefore, once you're not supposed, it's no more covered. You're not allowed to push off. So it's also to do it. So what I think to do was to do it the first day ayin akum. Have you ever seen a Levi on the first day of Yom Tov? I have.
You were there?
It was Pesach, the first time Pesach was Motzi Shabbos. The Tir was on Shabbos. And Motzi Shabbos, there was a Levi that took the mace out to the Pesach Kors. It was a Motzi. So the Goyim drove the car, whatever it is, and we walked behind by foot.
Yekes? Who was it?
It was old Mr. Feldheim.
Yekes?
Old Mr. Feldheim.
The employees were watching the heist. Yeah, they did that.
So, as I remember, we walked behind the Alta Mesa Chorus and went down the whole way, but some people went the whole way, imagine. Okay. Chozav is his kever. So that's talking about doing things which are malachas d'oraisa. So that's talking about digging the hole, making the oren, or making the tefrichim. Vav. Let's go back into Mishnah Berurah. So shem malachas gemuras d'oraisa. All these things are malachas d'oraisa. V'adin da'asa l'chatech ba'atzmai beged pishtun. You can't cut it. The garments. Bein mashachetrim b'mira min hachaticha. You're talking about the cutting off a large piece of Mishnah Berurah of cotton. Vav. Bein mashachetrim b'mira min hachaticha hagadol. You take a large piece of from the large piece of cloth. You cut out a large piece, so you're cutting it to size. That's called the melacha mechatech, which is an issur d'oraisa. Or you take the large garment, you cut it into smaller pieces, which you use to make your garment. So when you take a large piece of cloth, you cut it into smaller pieces to make the garment. Again, you're cutting it to size. That's malachas d'oraisa. It's all part of the malachas mechatech. Chacham Zarim. Because of poison, I feel yesh eze chapira visakoros. Yeshal anichoshem achar yomtiv. There is a hole with a dog, which you can put him there till after yomtiv, without doing a full burial. I feel a kever gomer, rakshenenu shaloi. There's a different kever, which is available. It's not this person's, somebody else purchased it. And therefore, putting him there would require eventually to resettle him somewhere else. They put him into Kever A. You're eventually going to have to take him out of Kever A, put him to somebody else. It's part of their family plot. But right now, it's available, so put him there. And after the other, you'll move him. No. So it's not considered covered. They have to remove him to relocate him afterwards. So the hat which Chazal gave to have the goy do the malachas of the covered mace would also mean that we're not going to say instead, well, why don't you just put him here for now and move him tomorrow? You know, move him later. We're not required to do that because it's not covered. Tachrichim mikomokim im efshar likach tachrichim mukhanim meyechod behem lefi erech midos. If you already have a set of tachrichim available to buy, you don't say we'd rather make one specifically for this person. And that's more chashuv to make it for this person specifically. That'll override Yom Tov if we have an option of buying something else which basically fits him. Obviously, there's no tachrichim which fit the person, so you make tachrichim. But assuming that they somewhat fit, so that's available to get instead. Well, you can't be mechalal Yom Tov for that. But to take the garments and put the garments on the nifter, which all it is an act of moving the mace, which is issur d'rabbanan, or to warm up the water for the tahara, ulachamim tes dein ze mechal issur d'oraisa. It's not melacha d'oraisa.
What to mean likach to buy?
Yes. So heating up the water to use to clean the mace is mutin v'tzarchah hutra havara v'tzarchah chol nevesh hutra nevesh al v'tzarch. If once Chazal were matter the Torah better, the Chazal understood the Torah was saying that the havara is mutter anyamtiv. So we apply the rule called mitayich. Once it's mutter for the tzarch of chol nevesh, it's mutter for other purposes also. So this being a purpose. So comes to the issue of carrying. Once the Torah was matter carrying for the purpose of nefesh, the Torah was matter carrying for other purposes. Even like we had before, that if there's no need at all, not only is it also made a bonus, it's also made a raisa. There's the heter mitarshut to havar letzarech, which is not mishalot letzarech. Mitarshut to hatsal letzarech, which is not mishalot letzarech. Doesn't mean not tzarech at all. It means not a food purpose. Has other purposes also. That's called shalot letzarech, but it's not letzarech achila. But not letzarech at all. We saw before that was mechalos rishonim. Okay. So what over here? The car is not really any tzarech at all for Yom Tov. No, because tzarech ksas u'mitzah, the seal of a milsah l'isaski alkum at harosuk ha'kavna, shor mishim kavan ha'mitzah. We have another option, but it's not really the preferred option. So there's definitely some element of tzarech, because the kavan of the mitzah would require, we shouldn't have the goy. What the Jews can do instead of having a goy do it is more proper. So we'd rather have the Jew do the process rather than the goy, so that's called a valid tzarech for the Jews to be mechamim l'mayim or to carry the mace out to bury him. Well, let's see. Well, the first case is the tarasa. Let's see. Pirish will cover the tank and put him into the kever. Fine. So that's mutter. I will tell them in a mitzvah laoritz. You must know you're going to take about lachar me. So the minute is after the person is after we take the mace and we take him off of the bed or the chair that he was on, we lower him down to the floor. That's part of the minig. That's not only part of the tzarek kibur for us. That's part of this kabbalistic whatever it is that we have that minig to do that. So that's mutter, like we had on the Shabbos. Following the mutter, if you are being metaltal and agav with taking another item, you put a kikar next to the mace, then you move the mace together with the mace. You put a tinnik together with the mace and you move it together with the child. So that you would have that requirement for that movement. But the movement to take him out to bury, Chazal said you're allowed to carry him out to bury. So to take him down from Chazal said, after the mace is nifter, so we want to have him on the ground, not on the bed. A, for Kabbalistic reasons, and B, also because this way it won't be masriach. It does better on the cool ground than on the surface of a bed, etc. It keeps the heat in bed more. That's going to it will speed up the decomposition, as opposed to on the ground, will slow down the decomposition. So that. So we're saying that wasn't Sarf Kavura. So he says for that, he says that you need to do it Ayurei Tinuk or Ayurei Kikr. You put on top of the mace a loaf, and you use the mace to carry the loaf somewhere. So this, cause it's rabbinic, what's the word I'm looking for? That's up to you, just a rabbinic,
use the what to carry the loaf?
Device. It's a bit of they make it up as if we're carrying the. You're not really carrying. We pretend as if that the mace over there, the Hechatim says, the board to carry the bread. So I'm using the mace as for a purpose. So that's mutter because the Iker Tittel is the child, even though I realize that's not true. I'm just putting the bread there to allow me to move the mace. So you can't say the bread becomes primary and the mace is secondary, but that's how we look at it in halacha. So it's a pretense Chazal made in order to allow to take care of the mace. So, but to carry him out, to bury him, that's it, Chazal said, just do it straight. So the kever, you got to put him into the kever. Also, will the Chazal say, Acher Kach Ba'ofer, to cover him with do it afterwards, L'shar L'chul Yama Raka Yedei Amin, that must be done by non-Jews. So filling in the hole is either going to say, if it's in an area, so in general it's an area which is planted, we look at it as potentially that it's charesh or could be planted, so it can, now it has to be able to plow Chorish is preparing the field to plant in it. So having big holes is not a good thing to plant in, but once the field is all level, it's easier to plant. So filling in the hole would be either Chorish, and if it's in a, it's an area which people walk and go and do, etc., that's more like, so I want, we don't have holes there because it's not safe to walk there. So by filling in the hole now, it's more a functional area for human beings. So that was Boina, you built something. So those the goyim have to do. The process of filling in the hole the goyim has to do. But the other process is the clothing the nifter, warming the water, carrying him out, placing him in the kever, the Jew can do. So we're matter. He served the rabbanon for the tzurich of kavura. What about carrying, going beyond the tchum? Lavas chus the tchum. Also after the tchum and gamkin, and elam in rabbanon. The tchum is the rabbanon. We're matter the rabbanons. Kekamam esipov. B'sham yisbar. We'll see the details of that coming upcoming. V'dad after mechaber hetak l'siv zebaloi plukta. So this is like.
They come outside of the tchum is still awesome.
Well, we'll see more in Sivvah because he says that what's passed over there. Now, the Shulchan Aruch presents it as this is the way it is. Yesh kama rishonim shecholkam azeh barmin deloy hitiru chachamim liyisrael bazeh shum dover. Kim sev sev tzichim anu la'akum likir esik ha'kavur yasek gam shari devorim. So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion was, listen, whatever you must use a goy. Everything else is directly yayim. He's not using it. Jews and Jew. The other person say that, listen, you have to bring a goyin anyway. So why would the Chazal need to be matter to do this Ayere Yisrael when the whole overall process is by definition there's going to be a goy there? So let the goy do that also.
What does that take?
Quoted, or literally means to copy. So he wrote this down without any arguments. Rechenu das You want to have the Jew do those parts of the process which the Shulchan Aruch said are permitted, there's no reason why we should stop that. But when you put him on the board or the leather, which they would use to put underneath, they put the nifter there and they wash him. And they used to put a garment underneath him. We still do that. So you should not put a garment, you should put straw. Ayarikash, Klamar Latara, Gabba Or, Aneser, Wallagabi Begadim. Vamay Yerchitsu, Bekash, Wadim Yadu, Abalobi Sadina. So what is he saying? I'm sorry, what is he saying? He's saying, you can put, you place them on the ore or the board and use the kash to wash them. So that sounds like he's saying. They would use the sadinim to wrap around, and they rub with it. He's saying you rub with the kash. Okay. Shevel de schita avagav the b'shosh hasharos b'mayim yesh bar mishum kippus. In other words, so why does the Ramah raise the problem? Is schita the problem is before that, soaking a garment in water automatically is kibus. There's a kibbutz problem right there. So the problem isn't, I might squeeze it, the problem is as soon as I soak it, it's a problem. So obviously you can't do it because you're going to soak it. Why is there more worried about the skita, which will come afterwards? He says there's a much more basic problem. You can't soak it, period. In general, when they do it, they would take cloth which was clean. So what's the problem? Is the Chazal said that soaking a garment in water is considered cleaning it. Well, that's about the garment which is dirty. So he said, listen, you soak it. As soon as you soak it in water, the water is already getting to the fibers and removing some of the dirt, etc. But you have a garment which is clean to start with, so where's the kibbutz? Now, that's not everybody says that, but many Rishonim say that. But even such a garment, you cannot squeeze it out. And So even if it's ended up being clean, but by the time you get to the schita process, which is afterwards, it's already dirty. So that's why we're not worried about the original soaking, but we are worried about the schita, which will come afterwards. Okay. Base. Mace b'yom terishin. Yeah. Mace b'yom terishin. Also, you know, yom tersheni, you can't say, listen, you know, why don't we wait till Yom Sheni, which we'll see, because our matter is for Jews to do the even though we have nowadays we keep Yom Sheni out to Minig, I was saying a Biodeno and the Chazar Machai, we should keep the Yom Sheni. When it comes to the Isser, here it's only Din Drabonon, so when it came to Tzarech Hameis, Chazar Matter to do Tzarech Hameis. I said, you know, why should I do it today? I'd rather wait till tomorrow and do it to Yisrael. It's more chashuv to do it to Yisrael. No, you may not do that. Why? Teswav. Also, the mutter of Sheikh Baru, Akum be your mission. Who shuls shein b'maisa? That's a drabana which has no contribution of the Jew involved in it. He's just allowing the go. He's asking the guy to do it. He's not doing anything at all. Mishibru Yisrael and Miyav Rashus Yudam. That's better than doing a Yom Tosheni, which Chazal reminded you to do it by yadayim. But yes, but still a ma'aseh. If you ask me which one's better, you know, halachic wise, what's less of a chilul yom tov? Ayin Yaakov is better. So yom tov rishon, Ayin Yaakov is still preferred over you than over yom tov sheni. So don't push off. Okay, she's asking about Yisrael, that the Jew should be involved. Okay, she yilavo is a ishtoi ubanu mechuzetum. Maybe you want to wait till the next day to allow them to accompany him.
Right.
Yemen Siv Cotton Tezayan. Right. So again, that's Yom Tosheni. So they want to do that. They want to wait till Yom Tosheni to be allowed to accompany him. And Yom Tosheni, they're going to go walk till the edge of the tchum, and the goyim are going to continue on. So they want to wait till Yom Tosheni. That's not an option. And Mamash Tafilu v'Tamachochem Shekvara Yisrael L'Kavra Yerei Yisrael L'Chara Tamachochem have Jews involved in his kavura better than non-Jews. It sounds like much of a chashuv thing. Gam Kenlo Mashinle, we don't wait. Yeshua Nachrim Shekosu Dim Hishu Yisrael Yom Tosheni Lo Yikavra Yerei Yisrael Elo Yerei Akum. So what if that person not like the locha and they did wait till the next day? So what happens now? So someone said, listen, so you do use goyim. That's it. You didn't gain by pushing it off. And some say no, that once it's there ready, it's there ready. Okay, let's hold it here.